Hello, family. Welcome to the podcast. You are listening to Focused Friday. Hello again. Happy Friday to you all. I hope you guys had a blessed day, a blessed week. I'm gonna be real with y'all and let you know I am pressing. Today, there have been a lot of things that I decided to do today, and my week and my whole schedule is different than it was last year, and I'm just at a point where I am ready to say it's time to go to bed. But I know the importance of consistency as well as focus, so here I am. And listen, I've been doing this podcast along with a blog series, along with a video series. If you haven't checked that out, check out Turn My Life Up for that. But turnmylifeup.com specifically for that and search it on YouTube. But I wanted to just make sure that you guys knew what the essential purpose for Focus Friday is. And if you haven't read the blogs, what brought me to this point of talking about focus for the amount of time that I am talking about focus is because I came out of a really challenging time. And in that challenging time, God gave me a vision so that I could heal. I didn't know that at the time, but he gave me a vision and a purpose. He allowed me to dream, and I allowed myself to dream, really. That's what it was, because the opportunity was always there, but I allowed myself to dream. And in that process, God taught me how to not just dream, because there are so many people right now who are dreaming. And I was talking to my husband the other day, and I said the difference between an entrepreneur and a business person is that anybody can really be an entrepreneur if you think about it. And an entrepreneur, in the essence of it, is someone who is pursuing a vision. And the thing about most entrepreneurs, especially if you're someone who is pursuing building a business right now, is that you have a great idea and you're trying to sell other people on that idea. And the difference between a business person and an entrepreneur is that entrepreneurs have lots of ideas. And a lot of entrepreneurs are going after a lot of different ideas. But a successful business person takes one idea, they focus on it until it comes to pass. And you see that with so many different people. Steve Jobs, you see it with, I've mentioned on this podcast before, Jamie Grace. And I think, you know, in some instances it's stumbled upon, but honestly, successful business people honestly are the ones that find the thing that is successful and they stick with that and they run with it. They don't have a bunch of different things that they're focusing on. And if they do, they tend to be not as successful as the other people that they are in business with. I'll give you this example before we get into our next segment, which will actually cover what's going on for Focus Friday. Last year, my husband and I looked into stock trading. And in looking in that, if you know anything about trading stocks, you know that you have to understand what the business is about, so that you can know how you should trade your stocks. And so for a long time last year, I was really interested in Under Armour because of their values. But a big thing that I noticed when I looked at Under Armour is that they have no focus in their organization. Nobody knows exactly what, I mean, I shouldn't say nobody. They are popular for some things, but they've gotten so far off focus off of that that no one can really tell right now. If you just go to, I guess, like an Under Armour store, you don't know what is their staple product. And I mean, because they make shoes, they make hats, they make everything, everything, and they have no focus. And when you look at their quarterly reports, they don't have any focus on where they're going. You know, at least that was last year. And adversely, when you look at Coach has been in business for a long time, and they have a clear strategic three things that they were focusing on at the time. This was last year around this time that I was looking at it. Three strategic things that were closing down stores so they could focus on other stores and building those up. They were coming out with flagship products and they were being successful in it. The difference between the two organizations is one decided to focus on something that they knew was successful and the other one didn't. And you saw the results in their stocks. Under Armour stayed stagnant. Coach continued to climb. And that is the importance of focus. So if you are someone who wants to move out of just having a bunch of great ideas and move into something that is successful, I highly suggest that you go to the beginning of this series, listen to it from start to finish. The benefit about Anchor and the benefit about this podcast is that every segment is 5 minutes. You can go to turnmylifeup.com and read the blogs for more details about how I've learned to focus and the benefits that it's yielded me and my family. And I just truly believe that it's something that will truly benefit you and help you in your goals in life. I'm just confident in that. And I think a lot of times too, people are moved by what they see. But recently I've just been thinking of like, even though this isn't a popular topic right now, I know the importance of focus. And I know the importance of sticking with something and not giving up. And it's amazing because I just got an email the other day. I might have said this on a previous podcast, but I got an email the other day that was outlining a $500 program. And it said everything that I'm, a lot of things. It was if out of the, let's say 100% that they presented in the email, I would say a good 70 or 80% is something that I'm already talking about in Focus Friday. Now, I just think that's priceless, you know? So if you get these things and stick with it, I mean, it will yield you amazing results. Your ROI is going to be just insane. So anyway, and the investment that you're making is spending time. And that's something that is not very popular right now because everybody wants things quick, but you'll see the benefit from that. So let me get into what we're talking about today, which is breaking up your goals even smaller. So we've talked about yearly goals, we've talked about lifetime goals, then 5-year goals, then yearly goals, and then breaking down your yearly goals into quarters. And now what we're talking about is breaking those quarterly goals down into 2-week goals. Yes, I missed the 1-month goal thing. And the reason for that is that because we're in a society where everybody wants to see things fast. If you try to do things month to month, honestly, people's attention spans is not long enough to stick it out for the whole month. Hence, National Ditch Your Goals Day in January, mid-January. After 2 weeks, people just, I quit. Let me ditch this and move on to something else because they want to see results fast. So the benefit of breaking down your goals into 2-week chunks is that you get that immediate satisfaction that you are ultimately desiring, that this society has kind of built into us that you're wanting. And so on the blog and the video, I talk about how I like lay out step by step how to do it, but I will let you guys know how exactly I break up my goals into 2-week sessions. So for me, what I personally do is, like I said, I've written out my life goals in the form of a eulogy. I've written out my 5-year goals, where I'd like to be in the next 5 years. I've written out my 1-year goals of what I want to accomplish this year. I also did this last year. And then now I'm breaking that into 2-week goals. I'll give you an example of how this worked for me last year. Last year, when I was setting up my goals. I had one goal of attending a business conference, a Christian success in business conference. The finances that we would have needed for that was over $1,000. At that time, my husband and I did not have furniture in our apartment. We did not have a vehicle to drive. We just moved to Fort Worth by faith because the Lord led us to come here. And that's all we had. And we had an invitation to come to the success conference. And the tickets that we wanted were $400 a piece, on top of a hotel stay, on top of a car rental, on top of food that we were going to need for that weekend, on top of a seed to sow into the ministry. All of these things cost over $1,000. We set out to go to this Christian business conference at the beginning of January. We actually had decided on it prior to that. It was like December, but I made it an official goal in January. And at the beginning of the year, I had learned about breaking down your goals into 2-week segments from Todd Herman. If you have not heard of him, he has a program called 90 Day Year, which is amazing. Look it up if you have not heard about it. I have not gone through the program, but I've done the webinars, and just going through the webinars have been impactful for me. So I think you would benefit from it also. Anyway, he taught me how to do the 2-week sprints, and that's what he calls them. I just call them 2-week goals. So knowing that I wanted to go to the next conference with Terry Seville Foy, I knew that we were going to need over $1,000. My husband and I both knew that. We first prayed and got an agreement about it. The second thing was we did something immediately, because if you don't do something with a goal that you have within the first 24 hours, it like is more than likely not going to happen. And then from that point forward, I made a goal of, in 2 weeks, I want in my hands 2 tickets to the next conference. That was a big faith goal for us, because like I said, the tickets that we wanted were $400. The minimum tickets were like $200, and I needed $200 in my hand in 2 weeks. And so started praying, started meditating on what it was that we needed to do. But I'm just talking about how we set the 2-week goals at this point. So I knew that going to this conference, which was toward the end of January, was a goal. My first step for setting the 2-week goal was to say, okay, if I'm going to go to this conference, we need tickets in our hands in 2 weeks, because that is going to allow us to go to the conference. The conference was January 20th. 21st and 22nd, I believe, or the 20th and the 21st of last year. So 2 weeks into January would have been something around January 14th or something like that. So that was it. After we achieved that goal, which God supernaturally provided for us, and we got somebody who paid for our ticket. We had one ticket that we paid for. We got the finances for that. Our next goal was to get everything else we needed, the rest of the funds that we needed for the conference, so that we can actually go, the money that we needed to get into the hotel, the money that we needed to reserve the car, all of these other things needed to be reserved. So that was my next 2-week goal thing, but I actually only had 1 week to accomplish that. But since I had the 2-week goal set, it was, I guess it just happened supernaturally. It all actually happened within the week. God gave me a plan of action on how I could get the rest of the money. I asked for sponsors and offered to teach the people who were sponsoring us what we were learning at the conference. So what we did after that, when I got that plan of action, 1 week before we needed to be at this conference, I went ahead, I started calling people that we knew, friends that we knew, and said, hey, we need X amount of dollars to go to this conference. We want to go so that we can start building on our business. We want to go so that we can celebrate our anniversary. Would you be open to sponsoring us? We got people that sold into us and gave us the finances that we need, plus Eric got a bonus. And we were able to go to the next conference, raise $1,000 in 2 weeks' time. And I think a big thing that fed into that is, one, we had a strategic goal that we were focused on, and it was clear. I need X amount of dollars by this date. And when we had that clearly set out and said we're going to break that down into 2 week chunks, first with the tickets were the first week chunk. The second week, 2 week chunk was the rest of the finances that we actually needed to go. We were able to go to the next conference. We were able to go in the platinum seats that we wanted to go in, which were $400 a piece, like I said. We were able to go to the hotel. I had a vision. Well, I had a desire to sit in a certain spot at this conference. I sat exactly in the spot that I saw myself sitting in my vision, in my mind. I went and we stayed on the top floor of the hotel, which is usually reserved if you've ever been to a hotel, and especially the Hilton. This is the Hilton hotel that we were staying in. That is where the VIP lounge is, and that's where they serve breakfast up there. You get tickets to breakfast usually for free. All of the exquisite things are up there. People that are like famous and stuff like that get top floors of hotels and things like that. But we got all of that in 3 weeks' time. Why? Because we had a specific focus. We had our yearly goals broken down into 2 week goals, and we were able to do something that was originally impossible to do in 3 weeks. And then it was able to bless other people, which actually is how Focus Friday got birthed as well. We were at, once I had given out all of the notes that I got from the next conference, I mean, every last little bit we gave out to the people who supported us. Right after that, I said, God's putting on my heart to study Focus. I studied that, emailed that out to the people who were supporting us. And lo and behold, now we have this podcast that I'm speaking to you on, and a video series that's on YouTube, and a blog series that I've been featured on Turn My Life Up. But it just shows the power and the importance of focus. I hope that you see that, and I hope that that is inspirational. I have so many different things that God has done with the area of focus in my life last year that I hope to be able to share, hopefully, on this channel in the future, because I have a desire in my heart to have 52 weeks of focus. And so we're going to be focused all year, you guys. Let me know if there's anything that I can do to serve you guys. If there's any questions that you guys have, is there any way that I can pray with you guys? Anything like that. I don't know if I said questions yet. If any of you have any questions, please ask them. Feel free to call in. Let me know how this segment is blessing you guys. I know it was longer than what it usually is, but it's just so important to have focus in your life, and there's so many different people who have benefited from it. You can be one of those people that can benefit from that. So that's all I have, guys. I am hungry, and it is time to end this thing. Love you guys, and next week join me, because I will be doing a plan with me video, hopefully. I'm still working that out, but I'll definitely be on next week on some tips on how to plan your week. You guys be blessed. Good night.